This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com coming to you on the 9th of November 2010. And today I'm honored to be joined on the line by Gary Franchi, an avant-garde filmmaker, a broadcaster, a grassroots organizer, and the man who was appointed to be the successor to the late, great Aaron Russo at Restore the Republic, a powerful online social networking tool at RestoreTheRepublic.net. He's also appeared on Fox News and PBS and been featured on the Southern Poverty Law Center's Patriot Hit List, among other notable and noteworthy achievements. And he is also the host of a popular weekly program called The Reality Report at realityreport.tv. Gary Franchi, it's great to have you here. Thank you for joining me today on The Corbett Report.
Well, it's absolutely a pleasure to be with you here, James. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, let's start by finding out a little bit about yourself and your background. How did you start to become involved with the Liberty Movement?
It's kind of a long story. When I was about 17 years old, I had read some books and started to plant some seeds about global government, about the New World Order, about where we're going, where we're headed as a country. But the years had passed, and sort of those ideas and concepts lay dormant for many years, until I saw a film by Alex Jones, which really reignited some of those old flames and seeds, I should say. And then I decided to create an organization called the Lone Lantern Society. And while that organization was just getting started, I met Aaron Russo during a premiere of his film, America, Freedom to Fascism. And it's been a pretty wild ride ever since.
I can certainly imagine it must have been. What was it like meeting Aaron Russo, and what was your friendship like?
Well, Russo, I met him at a screening of the film. I was just, fanboy, going up getting a picture and an autograph. And, I had my tiny little MPEG recorder and asking him questions. And, I ran home and cut together a little video about him talking about his film at one of the premieres. And I shared that with one of his organizers, and before you knew it, I was on the phone with Russo, giving him my immediate feedback about the film. So I was really in shock that I was just thrust into the situation as I was. But I must have really left a mark on Russo, because when he came back through town a couple months later for another screening of his film at Navy Pier in Chicago, he specifically requested that I meet with him at his hotel. And sure enough, myself, my wife, and a small group of people met with Aaron Russo at the Sofitel on Michigan Avenue, and we stayed up till about 3:30 in the morning discussing the future of America, freedom to fascism, the movement to restore America, and how all these different things would play out. It was a night that I'll never, ever forget. And, Russo was always, he was always a happy, jolly man, but he definitely had drive and ambition, and he knew what he wanted. So that combination really was a very powerful combination of characteristics that Russo had. And I was just, I was just a guy that was just thrown into it all and had a passion of my own to see change happen in America, but change coming from a constitutional perspective, change from the people's perspective.
Well, that's right. That must have been an amazing experience. So tell us a little bit about what Aaron Russo was like as a person, and what types of things that you talked about.
Well, when I worked with him behind the scenes with Freedom to Fascism, mostly helping him streamline DVD sales and his website stuff. So I kind of worked behind the scenes in that regard. My wife and I would call him on his birthday and wish him a happy birthday, and he would always answer the phone. He'd be like, "Hey, babe," and in this really typical Hollywood sense, he always referred to my wife as sweetheart, and he was always just such a happy, lovable guy. But when it came down to business, like I said, he knew what he wanted, and he made sure that it took place just like he wanted it to happen. So you had two sides to the man. You had the side where he was, obviously your friend and your buddy, but then you also had that hard-nosed Hollywood producer that, was going to get something accomplished. So, it was difficult to balance some of those things because, just by the mere fact that, there was a lot of pressure on me when I became the national director of Restore the Republic. So the relationship really started to shift because I now had the whole weight of his responsibility on my shoulders. We, you know, at the time we had 60,000 people on an email list, and we had to develop a new method to be compliant with, you know, spam regulations and government regulations for email delivery. And we devised a new program to deliver email messages to the members. And I remember when we started this new system, we went from 60,000 emails to 6,000 opting back in. So Russo immediately saw that as, you know, a complete failure. You know, because only 6,000 people actually stayed on board with what was going on. And he was ready to throw in the towel. And I said, Russo, we cannot throw in the towel. You know, we have to keep fighting. We have to move forward. You know, I really fought to keep Restore the Republic when he was ready to toss it away. And we have since grown that email list back up to 45, 50,000 people, an online membership of over 24,000 people, social networking, documentaries, Reality Report weekly news shows. Now we're doing live shows. We just came off the heels of a four-hour live broadcast event where we were Skyping in live guests from all over the country, you know, dorm rooms full of kids who are taking action, you know, supporting different, you know, efforts, you know, whether it's End the Fed or Ron Paul or you know, just a whole host of issues. You know, it's, we're really preserving that legacy and that of action and education that Russo left behind.
Well, that's right. There was quite a legacy that was left from, obviously, the kernel of freedom to fascism and then developing out from there. So over the last few years, how has the focus and the issues changed since the passing of Aaron Russo?
Well, I wouldn't say they've necessarily changed because, you know, after the film came out, there was a list of stuff that we had to accomplish. You know, shut down the Federal Reserve, you know, end the electronic voting system, all these different initiatives. So, you know, that's a pretty strong list of things that must be accomplished. And one of the things he wanted to do is also have 1 million people sign up to the cause. So, you know, trying to have all those things accomplished in just a couple short years is really difficult to do, especially just the behemoth of it all, ending the Federal Reserve. So, you know, I've worked with different grassroots organizers across the country. We've organized rallies at Federal Reserve banks and the bailouts and the Fed type of events. We also organize April 15th street actions to raise awareness for the IRS. You know, we've just launched another website called patriotresponse.com, which is now a digital lobbying tool so that we can now draft our own legislation based on the issues that Russo wanted us to fight for. And then our members can then fax blast Congress on those issues. So, you know, these things are not going to happen overnight. Change is not going to take place overnight. And it's a long process. So, you know, we're in it for the long haul. People just have to be patient. You know, change doesn't happen in 4 years, you know, with every administration, as you already know.
That's certainly true. I think we all understand that. Absolutely. So so tell us a little bit about some of the other work you're doing. For example, the Reality Report.
The Reality Report is a weekly web show we put out. Myself and my crew. I couldn't do it without my crew. But you know, Nina is our co-anchor. She does the headlines. We work together to come up with the stories that are important for people. The show basically breaks down, you know, I open up with a rant, basically a story of the day that's really gotten under my skin over the weekend. So I want to really punch it home, give the viewers, you know, my two cents as it would be. And then we go into our headline segment. We also interview special guests from across the country. Generally, we Skype them in. In rare occasions, we'll actually travel to different parts of the United States to interview guests or cover specific events. We just were in New Hampshire interviewing Stuart Rhodes and the family that had their family kidnapped by the government because of their affiliation with the Oath Keepers. So, you know, in certain instances, we will, you know, we'll do a fundraiser. We'll say, look, we got to get out. We got to cover the story. Help us out. And our members come to our aid. And, you know, I say we can't do it without our crew, but we definitely cannot do the work that we do without the support and the love that comes from our members. I mean, without them, we would be nothing.
That's right. Well, tell us about the Restore the Republic community and the types of people that are supporting the work.
Well, Restore the Republic itself is really a beautiful thing to be a part of, especially the social networking aspect. The new domain we just acquired is rtr.org, and what it is it's a social network, very much like Facebook, but it's different in a sense because you can actually talk about politics and the issues of the day, and people will actually respond to you. Whereas, you know, if you try and do that on your personal Facebook page, most people will, you know, your friends won't even comment because, you know, for whatever reason. So we've created an environment where it's safe to share your political ideals, get the reinforcement you need from other people in our network. But that's only one small part of Restore the Republic. There's also groups that are organizing for action, groups that hold conference calls, groups that go out and have events of their own. It's really the truth of the matter is that RTR is a organic grassroots website where either you can join us in a national initiative to end the Federal Reserve or raise awareness about the income tax, or you can just go off on your own, start your own group, and take action. So it's like there's two parts to it. You can be totally on your own, or you can join us and help us achieve our efforts. The other really cool aspect of Restore the Republic, RTR.org, is that because it's social networking style, you can connect your RTR profile with your Facebook account or with your MySpace or your Yahoo or any LinkedIn account, whatever social networking account you have, whether it's Twitter, whatever it may be. And then when you update your status at RTR, it will auto-publish to all those social networks. So RTR becomes a hub for all of your social networking outreach activities. So update your status, it auto-publishes. And if you create a group, then it'll auto-publish that information to the other social networks. Say, hey, you know, James just formed a group, or James just created an event, or James just recorded his latest show, and you upload that to your RTR profile, and once it's published to that status bar, it'll once again publish out to all the social networks. So, like I said, RTR is very powerful in the sense that it can become your central hub for all of your political outreach activities.
Well, it certainly is a powerful tool, and I know many people are taking advantage of it, and I understand there's about 500 online members at any one time.
Well, right now we've been watching this growth take place. There a couple of weeks ago was 500. Now there's over 800 people online right now who are actively blogging, uploading photos, creating groups and events, and communicating with each other and connecting with each other. I think that's one of the main things we want people to do, because I know when I learned about these things so many years ago, I was alone, I was isolated, I was afraid, and I didn't know where to go. I didn't find that there was an appropriate outreach or an appropriate group for me to go to communicate and share my political feelings with. So One of the things I've always wanted to do is to be able to create a place where an individual like myself would have never had that problem again. And that's what RTR.org helps people accomplish.
Well, I think your online membership figures show that there is an explosion going on in truth and liberty and people who are thirsting for this information. Tell us from your own perspective about the waking up of the American public that you've seen in your own experience.
Well, if RTR is any barometer to what is taking place in the country, then definitely there is an explosion of awakening. Like I said, you know, I can see statistically, you know, how many people are joining the site, how many people are visiting the site regularly. So it is an upward trend. But then you also see these other political movements that are afoot in America. Like, you know, a great example is the Tea Party movement, regularly in the headlines. And, you know, people are upset. They know that something is wrong. They want to take action. They see the Tea Party as an outlet. And And one reason you know that the Tea Party is onto something is when you have established political organizations, established political parties go in and try to infiltrate and take over those pure grassroots efforts. You see them being attacked by different mainstream media outlets, or you see other media outlets try to glob onto them and claim them for themselves. The fact of the matter is that Restore the Republic, along with the Ron Paul Revolution that took place in 2008, you know, RTR was really before the Ron Paul Revolution. You know, all these different things have played and morphed into what we are seeing now as a political movement, I believe, in the Tea Party. It's sort of this gradual evolution. And it's only going to grow. It's going to get even bigger and better with the next presidential campaign cycle. I mean, I'm hoping that Ron Paul will throw his hat in the ring. So, you know, the Ron Paul Revolution was a great thing, and I think the Tea Party movement's great, and it's only going to get better.
Well, I share your optimism, and I too see just an explosion in the number of people who are looking for this information and are looking to get active with the information, which is perhaps the most important step. So I guess the logical final question is, what's next for Gary Franchi and Restore the Republic?
Well, right now we've just got to make sure that we can accommodate the growth. You know, we are grassroots. We do rely on donations. And because we're growing so fast, it's very difficult to keep up with that growth. You know, we have to keep adding more server space. We have to keep adding more, more people to the roles to assist us. And that's probably the hardest thing, is keeping up with the growth with really a bare bones budget. But you know, like I said, with our supporters out there who are ensuring that we can get our bills paid, we're gonna work through this. We're gonna make sure that our website stays strong and stays fast and remains that networking hub for the freedom movement. And we're gonna keep pumping out reality reports. We're gonna keep pumping out new documentary films. And we're gonna keep doing live broadcasts, because we want people to get together, to take action, to restore America. On the issues, whether it's end the Fed, whether it's transparent voting, whether it's accountability and transparency in government, you know, these are the things that we need to make sure stay in the frontal lobe of the American people and affect the national dialogue on a daily basis.
Well, that's right, and you're up to so much that I almost completely forgot that you have a new documentary out. Tell us a little bit about that.
We produced a film called William Lewis is my director. I produced and co-wrote the film with William. The film is called Enemy of the State, Camp FEMA 2, and it's really a carryover from our first film, Camp FEMA, and we break down the trigger mechanisms that could be used as an excuse to implement martial law or roundups of Americans in this country. One of the reasons we really wanted to focus on this is because of the last round of swine flu paranoia that really swept this country. And we saw draconian legislation introduced that would allow for forced vaccinations, forced roundups. So we wanted to dig into that topic and find out as much as we could. And that's just one aspect of Camp FEMA. The other aspect is, as you mentioned very early in this interview, about the Southern Poverty Law Center. We wanted to bring them to the foreground because we know how dangerous that they are to America. You know, they are targeting people who are constitutionalists. They're targeting people who just have a desire to see real change happen in this country. And, of course, they're targeting me because I'm talking about the continuity of government programs that have been on the books since the 50s. So, you know, we wanted to bring these things to light, and we do that very well in Enemy of the State, Camp FEMA 2.
Absolutely. Well, where's the best place people can go to get a copy of that film?
The website for the documentary film is campfema.com. I believe it's available for, I think, $19.95. You can order it. And we really encourage people to get a copy because, you know, DVD sales is one way that we support our efforts. And then we want people to have home screenings of the film, and we are planning a national screening day in January of next year.
Excellent. Exciting stuff. So just on behalf of all the Aaron Russo fans out there, I'd like to thank you for continuing that legacy and continuing to spread the word about this vital information in such an effective and powerful way, and for all the work that you're doing over at Restore the Republic to continue to light the the fire and in the minds of men that will make this this liberty revolution possible. So, Gary Franchi, thank you so much for joining us today on the Corbett Report.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, and you know, you're doing the alternative media. What you're doing is so crucial, to inform Americans. And again, I want to commend you on your efforts as well. Thank you for having me.